Good evening, everyone. I may be a little late with the time change. I'm sorry. Nobody changed the clock in my office. That's including me. I didn't change it. So it may be a little late, but how are you doing this evening? Are you getting used to the time change? You've tuned into Firstus Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God is guaranteed to change your life. When God changes your heart, He changes your life. We'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This is our Monday evening daily bread service for March the 12th, 2023. Jesus Christ is real. And our relationship with Him is real. Amen. Kingdom priority with an eternal perspective. Right now, if you're not aware of it, revival is breaking out across the United States and all over the world. We've got some missionaries that are writing us and letting us know how excited they are that God is moving. Amen. God is pouring out His Spirit on all flesh before Jesus returns. And this revival about Jesus, I believe this may be the end time harvest before Jesus returns. Got to get right or we'll be left. Amen. Our Holy Bible has everything we need to succeed. Everything. Let me give you an example. Over 40 years ago, TBN, praise the Lord, the Trinity Broadcasting Network in California, with hosts Paul and Jan Crouch, they were basically the only Christian TV on the only Christian broadcasting on TV. And of course, that network had a lot of different ministers in there. But in their opening, they would always say Psalms, 150 says, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord." And that was over 40 years ago when I would hear that and I would hear that. And now here it is 40-something years later, and God is revealing to us. He's revealing to us that everything that has breath, everything that He created, when we inhale and exhale, when we breathe, God breathed into Adam a spiritual life. And when we're born again, we receive that same God-ordained love of God. So the Bible reveals everything we need to succeed in this life. It's our roadmap all the way to heaven. Amen? And I believe this is the end time harvest. Now, I'm not a prophet, but I just sense in my heart that God is not willing that any should perish. So He's doing everything He can to get as many into the family of God. Amen? Our Holy Bible has a holy meaning. Amen. The Holy Bible with the Holy Spirit has power to transform our lives. We will never be the same. The Bible reveals the fate of the obedient and of the disobedient. It reveals the most important event in the New Testament, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And because He resurrected, those that are in Christ will not die. We'll sleep, but we will be raised again just like Jesus. 2 Timothy 3:16, listen to this. All scripture is God-breathed. Our focus is on breathing. And wouldn't you know it, whenever the Lord reveals something for us, the enemy comes to try to steal it. I mean, immediately he comes, and he wants to steal whatever God has for you that's going to help you grow in your relationship with Him. So today I was cutting an apple, and I took a bite before I finished cutting all of it. And I breathed inside. I inhaled as I was chewing on the on the apple, and the apple was so sweet and juicy that I started coughing. And then the more I would try to stop coughing and regain my breath normally, the worse it got. I mean, Pastor Rose heard me from the other room. And she came and started praying for me. She goes, "Lift up your hands, lift up your arms," And I was fighting for my breath. And I go, what a lying enemy, I mean, when we go up to a new level, there's a new devil. I mean, it's just the enemy is a thief. Jesus told us that. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So all scripture is God-breathed. Amen. When God formed Adam, he breathed into Adam the breath of life. Amen. This evening, if you're alive, if you're listening to me, if you're breathing, you're alive because of the breath of God. Psalm 150, verse 6. Psalm 150, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that breathes sing praises to our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When God gave his name to Moses, he said, I am that I am, and I will be who I will be. You know, your parents were given names by your grandparents and their grandparents and their parents, and you were given names by your parents. So every one of us that has a name, we got our name from our parents. God doesn't have a name. Nobody created him. Nobody created him. I don't mean to laugh, but man, there's such a joy in the revelation. God is so awesome. Right now, Father, right now, Holy Spirit, everyone that's listening, just touch him. Touch them. The anointing is tangible, Father. Just touch their hearts right now. Touch their hearts right now, Father, in Jesus' name. We come to you tonight. We come to you. Some of us are tired. We're heavy laden. We're overcome with the pressures of life. Our faith is challenged daily. And we come to you, Lord. We come to you. You care for us. You love us, Father. You breathe new life into us every day. Every day is a gift from you. Bless us this evening, Father. Just touch us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, Father. Just touch us. The anointing is real and it's tangible, Father, right now. Right now. Right now. Breathe new life into us, Father. You are our strength and our weakness, Father. With us, things are impossible. But with you, Father, all things are possible. Hallelujah. All things are possible. Hallelujah. Yahweh is a breathing sound. Yah is to inhale. Way is to exhale. Pastor Rose, last year, was attacked with the COVID-19. And I was recovering at that time from my procedure, so I couldn't even sit up in bed. I couldn't get out of my bed. I was like an upside-down turtle. And one morning, I didn't know what was happening, but I heard a bunch of commotion in our house. And then I heard my sister, Mary Lou, who is a retired nurse, and I saw Andrew going up back and forth in the hall. Well, the emergency came to take Pastor Rose to the hospital. She hadn't been feeling well for a while, and you know, we're ignorant of natural things. A lot of times we don't go to the Lord as soon as something happens. But Pastor Rose hadn't been feeling well for a while, so anyway, it wound up that she had COVID. The emergency EMS came and transported her to the hospital. And she had COVID. Well, she was in there for 4 days, and she didn't remember a lot of it because she was out of it. But it was life-threatening. I mean, she was very close to leaving this earth and changing her zip code. we, of course, because she had COVID, no one was allowed to go see her. But our elder Sister Grace Weatherly went in her room and prayed for her, and she said, man, she's out of it. Andrew would sneak in and go in there and pray for her. And after 4 days, I couldn't even go see her. I couldn't even get out of bed. But after 4 days, early in the morning, Andrew said, Dad, I'm going to go get Mom. And I said, all right, you know, and I just prayed. I just prayed for Andrew. This young man has been such a blessing. Such a blessing. I tell him if I had 10 children, none of them would be as good and as honorable as you have been to your mother and me. He has been a precious jewel, a precious jewel. And I don't mind bragging on him because it's true. A lot of people think, well, all you have is one. That's why you... No. He is worth 10. Anyway, he left early in the morning and came back with her after four or five hours later, he came home. And Rose had this thing hooked up to her nose. It was an oxygen tank. And what's this? That oxygen would help her breathe. Do you get it? When a doctor examines you and he puts on that stethoscope in his ears and he puts that thing on your back and he tells you, take a deep breath and hold it. I go, what are they looking for? What are they looking for inside? I'm not too medical wise to that stuff, but basically they want to know if you can breathe in and breathe out normally. Take a deep breath, hold it, and then they go, okay, let it go, take another one. Well, Pastor Rose needed oxygen to help her, and after a while, guess what, little by little, less oxygen, more Rose, less oxygen, more Rose. Finally, you know, it was the 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, God lives in us. God lives in us, and he lives in Pastor Rose. And little by little, the Lord's breath restored her. Pastor Rose was instructed on breathing exercises. Deep breaths in through her nose, breathe out through her mouth. Amen. And that's how we start getting back our normal. So God made it so everything that breathes praises his name. God's breath and our breathing are connected to faith. Are you hearing me? I mean, I'm telling you, the gospel is a mystery. But if you ask, if you knock and you seek, God will give you the answers. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Amen. This is a time of increase. This is a time for us unexpected blessings. And I'm not just talking about finances, physical. It's the revelation of God. That's the most important thing. Nothing is more important than the kingdom of God. That's our priority. Amen. Excuse me. John 10:10 says, Jesus, that we may have the abundant life. Listen, church, we don't have to convince God to do something that he promises to do in the first place. Amen? The anointing, the presence of the Lord is available 24/7. We just have to reach out by faith and enjoy the life that he's given us. John 4:24, Jesus said, God is a spirit. The Spirit of God is with us. It's the breath of God that gives us life every day. Jesus should be our steering wheel, not our spare tire. Amen. When I was choking it was around lunchtime. All I could say was, Jesus, take the wheel. Jesus, what does that mean? That means let go of your control and let him be in control. So the Lord gave me, Jesus is our steering wheel. He's not a spare tire. So for the rest of this month, I want to encourage you. I want to challenge you to focus, to concentrate on inhaling and exhaling. Inhaling and exhaling. Remember the breathing exercises. Let's do this 3 times. You breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose, out through your mouth. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Let's do this 3 times. And it's going to be silent because I'm going to be doing it. But in through your nose as much as you can and then out through your mouth. Ready? Ha, 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 ha. Jesus, Lord, you are so good. You're so good, Lord. I didn't know I needed that. Jesus. You are so good. Jesus. You are so good, Lord. Hallelujah. So for the rest of this month, concentrate on inhaling and exhaling. And take notice. Sometimes we just take God for granted. Take notice that God is with you. He is with you always. If you're alive, God is with you. If you're a Christian and you're asleep, God is still with you. We need to believe God beyond what we see, beyond what we hear, amen, beyond our five senses. God is a spirit, Jesus said. Some things need to be believed before they're seen. Hebrews 13:5, Jesus said, I will never leave you. Are you getting this evening? Are you getting this daily bread? Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord, you're so good. Breathing and faith, inhaling and exhaling, brings us unexpected blessings. Oh, church, we pursue our purpose on purpose. Amen? We want our steak in the plate while we wait. We want our steak in the plate while we wait. Amen? Faith keeps our purpose alive. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Have you ever been on a roller coaster? It goes up real slow, and then all of a sudden, man, it comes down fast. You can hardly breathe. People are screaming. When the ride is over, your breathing comes back to normal. Amen. God breathes new life in us every day. Psalm 145, verse 9. His mercies, his breath is new every day. We haven't arrived yet, church, but we're ready and we're on our way. Our purpose is driven by works. Amen. Hallelujah. There is no faith without God's breath. Faith without works is dead. It's not productive. And the only Christians that get results are the ones that are doers of the Word of God. Amen. Brother Andrew said, we're receivers because we're doers. Amen. We're not asking God to bless us. He is a blesser. Amen. We're not asking God for healing. We're not asking God for finances. He's already provided everything we need. We just thank him, including thank him for the life that's in our bodies, for the breath that he gives us. Amen. Jesus asked Peter 3 times, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? How many times does Jesus have to ask you, do you love me? Do you love Jesus this evening? How do I know, Pastor Jesse, if you love Jesus, you'll be obedient to what he commands you to do. That's how you find out if you love Jesus. John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, and no other voice will they follow. Amen. When a baby is born, his first breath speaks the name of God. An atheist, an unbeliever, is unaware that every breath that they're taking is acknowledging God. Isn't that something? In death, when a person dies with their last breath, God is no longer filling their lungs. In joy, our lungs sometimes feel like they're going to burst. In sadness, we breathe heavy sighs. When we're about to do something hard, we take a deep breath to find courage. In fear, we hold our breath. We're told to breathe slowly to help calm us down. God is involved in every aspect of our life, and His breath is what delivers us from fear. Our breathing is giving our Father God praise, even in the hardest moments. Are you going through something this evening? Don't stop breathing. Don't stop breathing. Come to Jesus. Jesus offers us the breath of life, the mighty God who created heaven and earth. Listen to this example. I heard it in the news. Experts, these are, quote, experts, intellectual eggheads, I call them. They call themselves experts. They say that our earth is made out of five elements. Our earth, our planet, is made out of five elements. Time, power, space, matter, and motion. These are experts that say, laugh out loud, right? I'll repeat those five elements. These are experts that believe that our planet is made out of time, power, space, matter, and motion. Now listen, people think science contradicts the Bible. Science confirms the Bible. If these men, if these quote experts, or not just men, but if these experts would read the Bible, it's got more answers than their questions. Time, power, space, matter, and motion. Why am I doing this? Because God has everything we need to succeed. Amen? Listen, time, power, space, matter, and motion. In two verses, Genesis 1:1-2, it says, in the beginning, that's time. In the beginning, God created, that's power. The heaven, that's space. And the earth, that's matter. And it was hovering over the deep. That's motion. There's no God like our God. No, nothing, no one. No God as big as our God. Yahweh, the eternal God with no name because He has no parents. The mighty God who created heaven and earth is the same God who created you inside your mother. Psalm 139:13, the psalmist, he knew the breath in his body was from God. Psalm 139:13 says, you created me in my mother's womb. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? Oh, hallelujah. Every one of us, we're walking, talking, sleeping, breathing with the name of God in our lips. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Everything that breathes. Jesus will give you everything if nothing means more to you than Jesus. Amen. There is a way to stay out of hell, but there's no way to get out. Are you going up or are you going down? Smoking or non-smoking? You, dear saints, you're breathing this evening. You have God's name on your lips. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I trust this message blessed you tonight as it did me. The Holy Spirit is present. Whatever you need, you come to Jesus. Amen. This week's Bible question was, what was the name of the person who fell asleep? Who fell asleep when the Apostle Paul was preaching and teaching the good news. Amen. Acts chapter 20, verse 9. It says that Eutychus fell asleep, fell down, and he died. He was up in the third story building, sitting on the window edge. It says that he fell down. And when they went down to him, they said, he's died. He's dead. He fell asleep and died. But the Apostle Paul resuscitated him. Not on my watch, not when I'm preaching. Nobody's going to die. So in Acts 20, verse 10, Paul, the Apostle Paul says, life is in him. Yahweh, he is in him. And he was needful. This person was needful to God's kingdom. He was needful to the Apostle Paul. And if you read the rest of the story, this person followed the Apostle Paul for a while. So the name, the answer to the Bible question is Eutychus. Eutychus. I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce Greek names, but Eutychus. It's in Acts chapter 20, verse 9. And then, of course, our daily bread scripture for March is 2 Peter 3:18. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be both glory now and forever. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. May you sense the Holy Spirit's presence as you breathe in and exhale out. Amen. May you sense the Holy Spirit as you practice inhaling and exhaling presence, experience the presence of God's Spirit with you, near you, and allow God's love and His peace to bring you comfort. And just listen, pray and listen. Listen to the instructions and be a doer of the word. You'll get results. Amen. Sister Grace will be with you tomorrow night on our Daily Bread broadcast. Jesus, you, and first His kingdom. You are never alone. Keep breathing and praising Jesus. You have a blessed week. Good night.